Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the Reese's 2017 Senior Bowl, and we're with the standout receiver from Louisville, Jamari Staples. Jamari, even in a room of big men, you kind of still tired. Have you always had this size?
Yeah, I've always been pretty tall for my of my age. Most of the time I was the shortest one, but all
really?
Of a sudden I kind of hit a growth spurt and it just kind of took off from there.
Wow. I mean, in terms of athletic ability, I mean, if you played Pop Warner or Pee Wee, was Jamal, you know, Staples always the guy kind of scoring touchdowns?
Yeah, it was always. I mean, I played running back in the Little League, a little bit of quarterback in middle school, and then just kind of moved over to a receiver as I got older.
What is that kind of computer game you had? I mean, what's the most touchdowns you ever had in a game as a youngster?
Oh, man, like 8, 9. I mean, just messing around, having fun, really, yeah.
Nice. And then you start to emerge as the guy you become, and I'm sure you had plenty of offers coming out of school, but I mean, I ask this question because sometimes there is some change, you grow or whatnot, but Louisville want you as a receiver?
Actually, out of high school, I signed with UAB.
Okay, see.
And then when that shut down, the whole deal happened there, I transferred over to Louisville.
Yeah. Receiver though at AB?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm curious because sometimes, like I said, there's sometimes it gets lost in transition and you're kind of wondering.
Ever since probably about the ninth grade, I've been receiver ever since then. So.
At ninth grade, did you kind of, I mean, maybe not have this exact size?
Or ninth grade, I was probably around 6'5", 5'10", 6'7", right in there. But I was still real skinny. I was skinny. I was small. I was really small.
Nice. And then obviously you've bulked up to what we've become. And again, we're here with Jamari Staples down here at the Senior Bowl. If you miss any of this podcast in its entirety, you always know you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then it's featured draft bio, collegetopro.com. You know, you're in here because, you know, you're a special player. You bring a lot of talent to the table. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, what do you think they're going to love about your game and what makes you special?
My fast, how fast I am, how physical, my range, catching the ball, my vision, different things like that. Blocking, being able to block is a big thing nowadays for receivers. So definitely coming from where I came from, you know, blocking is a big deal. But yeah, they'd be excited about all those different things.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? I ask this question because there's some things that film won't reveal. I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study.
I mean, all that can play a role. Any of that can play a role. I mean, like you said, like they don't know how much film I'm watching. They don't know what I'm doing outside the practice field, different things like that. So it can all play. Anything can play a part, really.
Nice. Big film junkie?
Yeah, I am. Regardless, if I'm just watching myself over and over again, or if I'm watching my opponent for the upcoming week.
Nice. Like I love this question. If we get a film junkie kid on. Jamari, is there one time, might have been several, but can you share with us a moment where you spent all week breaking down film and then Saturday rolls around and what you see kind of becomes fruition, you make a big play?
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times actually. That's actually funny that you mentioned that. A couple of times where I would have a slant route and I'm waiting for the drop safety to drop and the corner to back off, and that's exactly what happened, and we'll hit it for either first down or a real big game. And it happens almost, I wouldn't say every week, but almost every week.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. And do you get comparisons to anybody or anybody you pattern yourself after?
AJ Green. I like watching AJ Green play. And Julio Jones, of course.
Did you watch him?
Yeah, I watched him.
Well, that was.
I watched him. Yeah.
That play he had Sunday when he broke the touchdown, that was old man.
That's a grown man playing amongst boys.
Yeah, that was a big man play there. I was like, wow, that was a nail in the coffin. Are you training anywhere? I'm sure you are.
Bomberito Performance.
Pete.
Yeah, Pete.
Pete, those guys did a terrific job. How long have you been down there for?
Come Thursday, it would have been 3 weeks. So right around like 2.5 weeks.
I always joke around here. Does Jamari Staples find himself looking in the mirror a little bit more? Checking out the results?
Every once in a while. Right, just have to. You know what I'm saying? You got to look and see, you know, like, am I really, am I getting the results from the work that I'm putting in?
Yeah.
So, I mean, every once in a while I catch myself looking like, okay.
A little leaner, a little more toned.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah, every once in a while.
Right. And what do you think, I mean, tomorrow or weigh-ins, what do you think you'll come in at?
I'll be right around 195 or so. Probably won't be, I won't be the weight that I want to be right now, just because simply I'm not at that point in my training yet. But I'm going to keep continuing to work and get to my goal weight. But tomorrow I'll probably be somewhere right around 195.
What's the goal weight?
Right around 202, 203.
All right, cool. And you got plenty of time. Combine?
Yeah.
You looking forward to it?
I am.
I'm going to give you a little advice if somebody hasn't already told you. When you're arriving in Annapolis for the combine, make sure you bring like an extra duffel bag or suitcase. Because you get so much free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You will leave, guys leave stuff behind, or you're at the airport, and if you don't do it, your bags are too heavy,
yeah.
And you're just literally giving like Under Armour pullovers and shoes
just
away.
Giving stuff away.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm a very fortunate person. I'm very thankful for everything I get, so since you told me that, I will make sure I have two duffel bags.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I will overdo it.
Yeah, trust me, you work out. You get a lot of stuff. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. Ready to shout them? All right, now usually this is the question you guys like to answer the most, or you guys give the most thought to, and it's female celebrities. And if you could take any one of them out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle?
Yeah.
Good one. She's a franchise Union. Pick.
Hey, that is... She gives me the chills. Gabrielle Union is,
very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Take us inside that Louisville locker room. Who could be you, could be a teammate. Sometimes this is a big hit or miss question, but we're talking nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How's it get?
I would even have to say my teammate Cornelius Sturgeon, his nickname was Boo Man. Or Charles Stanberry, his nickname was Snub.
How'd he get Snub?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think he said it was something like his grandmother came up with for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, it just stuck. And
it's coming from grandma. That means that's a birth name. It wasn't something he picked up in college.
It was something recent he picked up. Both of their nicknames are, things they've been called since they were little. So.
Do you have a nickname?
No, I really don't have a nickname.
No?
Most people just call me like Mari or something like that. But, most everywhere I go, people just say Staples. I'm so accustomed to people saying Staples, I don't think people know my first name anymore. it's just Staples, okay.
Staples, excellent stuff. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scene at Illustrative Creations. He paints the cleats, puts the themes on them.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have any of your cleats painted or have a theme, what kind of paint job would you want there?
I would do like a memorabilia type thing for my mom and my best friend on, separate cleats. Like a portrait or, a portrait and different things like that of them on the cleats, if I could do something like that.
We get that a lot.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a lot. You think a lot of it would be like, I want the Hulk or I want, but a lot of it is, I want my uncle, my grandfather, my mom, my grandma, my family.
The reason why you're playing the game, really.
You share a sentiment that a lot of the guys that we've done this, they kind of find this impossible. With that said, Staples. No, I'm joking. We're not close enough for me to just throw out the staple. But Jamari Staple, we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, really blessed. We appreciate you joining us here on the
TCP. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.